Months passed, and Gerald got louder and louder. Till one day he went... like a big keg of powder. It was then that his father said, "This is enough! He'll drive us both mad with this terrible stuff! A boy of his age shouldn't sound like a fool! He's got to learn words! We must send him to school." Gerald was scrubbed and his hair was brushed neat. Then he was sent to the school on Mulberry Street. But half an hour later, oh alas and alack, with a note from his teacher, little Gerald came back. "From Public School 7 to Mrs. McCloy, your little son Gerald's a most hopeless boy. We cannot accept him, for we have a rule that pupils must not go